Steph Curry hit 7 threes in a quarter, and later, cannot remember pulling the trigger on any of them. A marathoner who has been clock-watching for 10 miles suddenly looks up and realizes 10 more have passed. A club golfer plays the back nine in 2-under, and afterward describes it as if it happened to someone else. Athletes call this the zone. Researchers call it flow. For 50 years, it has been treated as a near-mystical state that visits some athletes and not others, on some days and not others, and that you cannot really train. That has been wrong for at least 20 years. Flow is a measurable psychological state with 9 identified dimensions, and the conditions that produce it can be engineered. This article gives you the science, the 9 components of flow that researchers have validated across hundreds of studies, the conditions that reliably make flow more likely, the reasons most amateur athletes structure their training in a way that suppresses flow, a 4-week protocol to make the state repeatable in your sport. What flow actually is. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi defined flow in 1975 after interviewing rock climbers, chess players, surgeons, and dancers about the experience of total absorption in a task. He found that, despite the surface differences, descriptions converged on the same set of features. Flow is the state in which attention, action, and awareness merge so completely that performance feels automatic, effortless, and intrinsically rewarding. Csikszentmihalyi, 1990. Flow, the psychology of optimal experience. The state is not a metaphor. Susan Jackson and Herbert Marsh operationalized it for sport in 1996 with the Flow State Scale, a 36-item instrument that measures 9 distinct dimensions and shows strong factorial validity in athletes. Jackson and Marsh, 1996, Journal of Sport and Exercise Psychology. The scale has since been revalidated across cultures, sports, and competitive levels, and is the current research standard. A 2012 systematic review by Christian Swan and colleagues pulled 17 empirical studies of flow in elite sport and confirmed that flow is real, measurable, induced by identifiable conditions, and at least partially controllable by the athlete. Swan, Keegan, Piggott, and Crust, 2012, Psychology of Sport and Exercise. That last point is the one that matters for athletes. Flow is not weather. It is a state you can stack the deck for. The 9 dimensions. The Jackson-Marsh model identifies 9 components. 3 are preconditions that must be present for flow to begin. 6 are characteristics of the state once it is running. The 3 preconditions: challenge, skill, balance. The demand of the task and the athlete's perceived ability are matched, and both are stretched. Too easy, and the state collapses into boredom. Too hard, and it collapses into anxiety. Stefan Engesser and Falko Reinberg confirmed in 3 studies that this balance predicts flow, but only when the activity is rated as personally important by the athlete. Engesser and Reinberg, 2008, Motivation and Emotion. Clear goals. The athlete knows exactly what to do next at each moment. Notably, the goals do not have to be specific outcome targets. Open process goals, run smooth, hit the gap, see the line, appear to produce flow more reliably than rigid specific goals, which tend to produce a related but distinct state called clutch, Schweikel, Groves, Vella, and Swan, 2017. Psychology of Sport and Exercise. Unambiguous feedback. The athlete gets continuous information about whether the action is working. A golfer feels the strike. A runner feels the cadence. A tennis player feels the ball off the strings. Disrupted or delayed feedback. An indoor putting mat with no ball flight. A treadmill set wrong. A noisy crowd. Corrupts the state. The 6 in-state components. Action awareness merging. The athlete stops noticing themselves performing the action and becomes the action. The boundary between the doer and the doing disappears. Concentration on the task at hand. Attention is fully captured by the relevant cues. Internal distractions and external irritants drop out of awareness. Sense of control. A paradoxical feeling of effortless authority. The athlete is not trying to control the action. they feel the action is controlled. Loss of self-consciousness. The internal monologue that evaluates performance against an audience or a self-image goes silent. Time transformation. Subjective time speeds up or slows down. Hours feel like minutes, or 3 seconds of a serve return feel expansive. Autotelic experience. The activity feels intrinsically rewarding. The athlete reports that the doing was its own reward. The first 3 are levers. The last 6 are the result. The most useful distinction in recent research, flow versus clutch. Until 2017, the literature treated flow as the only state of optimal performance. Then Christian Swan and colleagues interviewed 26 athletes across team, racket, sprint, endurance, and adventure sports, and found 2 distinct states underlying their best performances. Swan et al., 2017, Journal of Applied Sports Psychology. Flow arises during open process goals and feels effortless, automatic, and intrinsically motivating. Clutch arises during specific outcome goals under pressure, the last putt, the last mile, the deciding game, and feels effortful, intensely focused, and consciously demanding. Clutch is what athletes mean when they say, "I had to dig deep." Flow is what they mean when they say, "I was just floating." This matters because most amateur athletes try to engineer flow at the wrong moments. You cannot force flow on the 18th tee with a 1-stroke lead. That is a clutch moment, and it requires a different gear. Deliberate, narrow, effortful focus on a specific outcome. You can engineer flow during the middle of a round, the body of a long run, the warm-up rallies of a match, and let the cumulative quality of those minutes carry you to the moments that demand clutch. Train both states. Do not confuse them. What suppresses flow? The Swan 2012 review, and the broader literature point to a small set of consistent flow killers. Mismatched challenge. Easy practice produces boredom. Practice pitched 30% above current ability produces stress. Most amateur training drifts toward the middle. Familiar drills the athlete has done 100 times, which is the dead zone for flow. Unclear goals. Practice for an hour is not a goal. Hit 10 7-irons inside a 15-yard gate at 150 yards is. Open process goals work, but they have to be specific enough that the next action is obvious. Outcome focus during process moments. Thinking about the score during the swing. The finish time during mile 6. The match outcome during a warm-up rally. Outcome thinking is the right gear for clutch and the wrong gear for flow. Self-monitoring. How am I doing? Did that look good? What does my coach think? Each of these collapses dimension 7, loss of self-consciousness, and pulls the conscious mind back into a motor program that runs better automatically. This is the same self-focus mechanism that drives choking under pressure. Hill et al. 2010, Choking Review. Disrupted feedback loops. Devices, music, headphones, and indoor simulators are not inherently flow killers, but anything that delays or muddies the moment-to-moment feedback corrupts dimension 3. The athlete who runs every mile with a watch alert every quarter mile is fragmenting feedback into discrete checkpoints rather than a continuous loop. How to train flow, a 4-week protocol. Patz and Maynard demonstrated that a 5-week intervention combining relaxation, imagery, and trigger control increased flow scores and improved golf chipping performance in elite golfers. Pates and Maynard, 2000. Perceptual and motor skills. The protocol below is built on the same architecture and updated with the open goals research from Schweikel 2017. Week 1. Calibrate challenge skill balance. Audit your last 3 practice sessions. Rate each on a 1 to 10 scale of perceived challenge and a 1 to 10 scale of perceived skill on that day. Plot them. If your sessions cluster in the 4-4 to 6-6 boredom band, you are not training flow. You are training habit. Redesign the next 3 sessions to push the challenge rating to 1 to 2 points above your skill rating. The aim is sustained mild stretch, not maximal stress. Week 2. Replace specific goals with open process goals For your next 4 practice sessions, replace specific outcome goals. Hit 80% fairways, run 7-30 pace, win the set, with open process goals tuned to feel and rhythm. Examples: smooth tempo on every full swing, even cadence on every mile, deep contact on every ground stroke. Continue using specific goals for warm-up checks and clutch drills, but during the body of practice, stay open. Schweikel's research is clear that this single shift reliably moves athletes toward flow rather than clutch, Schweikel et al., 2017. Week 3. Install a trigger and a reset. Pick a single short cue word that signals drop into the task. Settle, run, see. Pair it with a physical anchor. One slow exhale. One shoulder roll. One click of the grip. Use the trigger before every rep in practice for the entire week. Pair it with a reset. Anytime you notice you have drifted into self-monitoring or outcome thinking, exhale, run the cue word, and return to the task. The reset is the rep, not just the cue. Week 4. Pressure test in competition. Use the open process goal, the trigger, and the reset in a real round, race, or match. Do not rate your performance on outcome metrics. Rate it on a single question after each performance segment. How long was I absorbed in the task before I noticed myself again? Length of uninterrupted absorption is the proxy for flow that is both honest and trainable. After 4 weeks, repeat the audit. Athletes who run this protocol typically report that flow occurs more often, lasts longer, and is more recoverable when it breaks. 3. Sport-specific applications. Golf. The pre-shot phase is a clutch moment. Specific goal, narrow focus, effortful. The shot itself is a flow moment, open process goal, action-awareness merge. The space between shots is a recovery moment. Most amateur golfers reverse this. They cruise through the pre-shot, fight through the swing, and stew between shots. Run the pre-shot routine tight, let the swing run open, and decompress between shots. Running. Distance running is the classic flow sport, because it permits long, uninterrupted absorption. The flow killer for most runners is the watch. Quarter-mile alerts, instant pace, and split notifications fragment continuous feedback into a string of small evaluations. Set your watch to display only one piece of information, cadence, or perceived effort, or nothing at all, for one long run per week. Most runners report a noticeable shift in absorption within 2 sessions. Tennis. The match is structured as alternating clutch, point start, big points, and flow, rally, between points. The reset between points is the highest leverage habit in the sport. Pat Echeberry and Alan Fox have written about the 20-yeave second between-point window as the engine of mental quality in tennis. Used well, it is a flow re-entry, trigger, slow exhale, return to the task. Used poorly, it is a self-monitoring spiral. Train the reset like any other stroke. The misconceptions to drop. Flow is a peak experience reserved for elite athletes. Wrong. Csikszentmihalyi's original interviews included amateurs and recreational athletes, and the FSS produces consistent factor structure across competitive levels. Flow is the same state at every level. The only difference is how often it occurs and how long it lasts. You either have it that day or you don't. Partly true, and increasingly less so as you train. The Swan 2012 review concluded that controllability of flow is real and trainable. The athlete who treats flow as weather is the athlete who never builds the skill to engineer it. Flow and intense focus are the same thing. They are not. Intense, effortful, narrowly focused performance is clutch. Effortless, absorbed, automatic performance is flow. Both are valuable. They live in different gears and require different training. Music or external triggers can produce flow. Music can support the conditions for flow, particularly the loss of self-consciousness, but it does not produce flow on its own. Plenty of athletes train with music for years and rarely enter flow because the structural preconditions are missing. Build the skill of returning. The honest truth about flow is that no athlete stays in it for an entire performance. The skill is not staying. It is returning. Every time the conscious mind grabs the wheel, the athlete who can run the trigger, exhale, and return to the task gets back into flow within seconds. The athlete who cannot gets locked out for the rest of the round. If you want a structured, evidence-backed way to train the conditions for flow in your sport, including the audit, the open goal replacement protocol, and the trigger reset drills, the Mind Sport app gives you the program in your pocket. The zone is not magic. It is 9 measurable dimensions, 3 preconditions you can engineer, and a reset you can rehearse. Train it like any other skill. Citations: Csikszentmihalyi, M. 1990. Flow: The Psychology of Optimal Experience. Harper and Row. Publisher page: Jackson, S.A. and Marsh, H.W. 1996. Development and Validation of a Scale to Measure Optimal Experience. The Flow State Scale. In the Journal of Sport and Exercise Psychology, 18-1, 17-35. Link: Niswan, C. Keegan, R. J. Piggott, D. and Crust, L. 2012. A Systematic Review of the Experience, Occurrence, and Controllability of Flow States in Elite Sport. Psychology of Sport and Exercise, 13-6, 807-899. Link: Engeser, S. and Reinberg, F. 2008. Flow: Performance and Moderators of Challenge Skill Balance. Motivation and Emotion, 32-3, 158-172. Link: Schwickel, M. Groves, S. Vella, S. A. and Swan, C. 2017. The Effects of Open versus Specific Goals on Flow and Clutch States in a Cognitive Task. Psychology of Sport and Exercise, 33-45-54. Link: Swan, C. Crust, L. Jackman, P. Vella, S. A. Allen, M. S. and Keegan, R. 2017. Psychological States Underlying Excellent Performance in Sport Toward an Integrated Model of Flow and Clutch States. Journal of Applied Sport Psychology, 29-4, 375-401. Link: Herpetes, J. and Maynard, I. 2000. Effects of Hypnosis on Flow States and Golf Performance. Perceptual and Motor Skills, 91-3, 1057, 1075. Link: Hill, D. M., Hanton, S., Matthews, N., and Fleming, S. 2010. Choking in Sport, a Review. International Review of Sport and Exercise Psychology, 3-1, 24-39. Link.